don't know exactly where I was. I do. I was back home, Kansas City. I might have been skipping. No. I wasn't gonna say skip a school. I was supposed to be great. Oh, you know what it was? I was making up an excuse not to go in the Subway because I worked at Subway at that time.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Oh my God!
If a priest needs me while he's doing an exorcism, I can help him out. But putting a clear tube up my ass, man, I don't know.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Oh my God!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Thaddeus Shade. My podcast, Seasonable Clout, is doing fantastic. It continues to grow every day. So I am now accepting ads or sponsorships for my podcast. All you gotta do is go down in the show notes. My contact information is down there. Click on that and let's do business. Let's get your business some more business. That's what I'm here for, baby. That's what I do. I make you money because I'm cool like that, Jack. Y'all take it easy. But I do want to drop this on you because you heard it a little bit. If you don't know where this song is from, I'm not mad at you. But I'm gonna tell you after I run it for a little bit because this is my shit, son. If you've never seen Last Dragon, I don't want you around me.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Oh my God!
Hello, mofos and mofets. This is Thaddeus Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Clout, episode number 14. Let's go.
Go mode.
Hello, and it is Friday, September 11th, 2020. And 9/11 is one of those dates that you don't forget. Sip of the coffee. Back to talking. That you never really forget. You never will forget 9/11. And so I'll kick it off by saying, man, I'm an American, and 2,977 people died 9/11/2001. I pay my respects. As crazy as this country is, I'm still American, baby. I was brought over here on boats, baby. Well, my ancestors was. If I was brought over here on a boat, it was probably going to be like a nice boat, like a Miami Vice sexy boat, but my ancestors was brought over on a shitty boat, man. Now I'm an American, baby. And I'll never forget. That was a very, very horrible day. Extremely horrible day. Don't know exactly where I was. I do. I was back home, Kansas City. I might have been skipping. No. I wasn't going to say skip a school. I was supposed to be great. Oh, you know what it was? I was making up an excuse not to go in the Subway because I worked at Subway at that time. And I didn't want to go to work. I don't like jobs. I didn't like jobs. And I remember being at home and then the news popping on about what was going on. And I was stuck the whole day. Just stuck. Couldn't move. Was mind blown. And it's not a fun thing. I don't know if you've ever been like, I don't know what they call it, the witch riding your back when you sleep, when you're just a good old sleepy sleep and the witch is humping your back and you can't really move and you trying to move and you're like, man, witch, get off my back. And the witch is like, no, I'm on your back having sex with your back. I can't get off your back. And you just want to move, but you can't. And that's how I was on 9/11. Watching the TV. I watched the TV the whole day. You know what's weird? I never asked my mom how she felt that day. I should have asked her. I never asked her. And it's always because I feel like that's a question you should ask folks just because we was all one race at that moment. America was just America. Right, bow. America, you are no longer somebody I want to shoot in the back. You are me. And you are me. We are together. What is racism at this moment? Because our country is upside down because of what happened. Now, listen, I know y'all ain't got to tell me, man. The conspiracy theorists are out there. I don't know. I just know that there was a lot of lives lost, and that's what I focus on. That shit's sad. It's heavy, man. And I hope nothing like that ever happens again in this country or around the world. That shit's sad, bro. When I stop talking, it's because I'm drinking the coffee I made. And guess what? My coffee today is filled with pumpkin spice. Yes, I am a black man that enjoys pumpkin spice. I get into my pumpkin spice now. Listen, I get into my pumpkin spice. I don't place about my pumpkin spice. I get different brands. I get different versions. I got the almond. It's not a lot of them because I drink almond. I don't drink just like regular milk no more because I'll shit for 8 days straight. Winston, my dog, comes in the bathroom. What you do? You drink some milk? Is that what's going on? Is that why you've been in here for 8 days straight? You drink some milk, fam? You drink some milk? That's what happened? The whole fucking place stinks, bro. Stop drinking milk. So I don't drink milk because I'm a vegan, too. So I don't drink the milk. Let me see. Oh, they're texting me. It's my friend. She's texting me right now. Because they do. She made me change my song for today. I had Justin Timberlake last night, you know what I'm saying? And then she was like, nah, you should play Rock Your Body. And I was like, man, how's she just going to come through and hit me with changing my record? But she had a good point, because this is my shit. But yeah, pumpkin spice, man. That's my shiznit. Right around this time, I'm a pumpkin spice guy. I put up all my guns, all my knives. I put up my crip rag. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no kids. If I did, I would dodge child support. I put up all my Kool-Aid packages all around this time for pumpkin spice. I don't eat no watermelon, no chicken. I just drink pumpkin spice. That's it. I put up all my stereotypes. I put them in the closet. I lock the closet. Say no more stereotypes right now. This is about pumpkin spice. I got to enjoy my pumpkin spice. Shit. Right now, I can have a conversation with fucking Bill Gates and win him over because I'm drinking pumpkin spice. Take a sippy shade. I got a few things to get to today. Once again, 9/11, let's just never forget. Now, I'm going to say something that's a little bit dickish of me. Y'all want us to forget slavery? It's 300 years ago. Come on now. 200 years ago. 400 years ago. Come on, baby. Y'all got to chill out, man. Y'all been on that shit for too long, baby. Come on now. Come on, give us a break. Now, look, we trying to change some things now. Come on, give us a little break. That's white people. Give us a little break now. Come on, baby. The slavery, come on, that's a long time. 9/11, we can never forget. Come on, man. We didn't mean to spray y'all with water hoses and sick dogs on y'all. We was acting a fool, man. Y'all got to chill, man. That's in the past, baby. 9/11, we can never forget. I mean, we did take y'all from another country and shit. You know what I'm saying? We did do a little scandalous thing or something like that. But 9/11, never forget. But I don't, because I'm an American. I do care. But never forget. And never forget how you treat my people, too, on top of that, man. That's all I'm saying, man. I got white listeners. And maybe I got enough. Maybe they might want to tell somebody else too. Like, hey man, look, it's 9/11 today. I'll never forget. But remember, never forget what we've done to the black folk. I can hope and I can pray, Jesus, that they come around, Jesus. I love America though. People can say they can move all they want. This my shit. I don't know, man. Maybe Perry. I don't know. I heard Spain don't fuck with niggas, but maybe Perry. I can go over to France. Give me some crepes. You know what I'm saying? Give me some French fries. I don't know. Is that where they started? The French fries start from over there. Don't matter, cause. Yeah, but y'all can talk about moving. I don't know, man. Now, it's okay to at least write down suggestions of places if Trump gets 4 more years. And I'm not, hey, listen, this ain't really political, baby. But I'm just saying, I'm going to vote. I don't vote, but I'm going to vote this year. I voted one at a time. I'm going to vote this year. It's not political, baby. I'm just telling y'all today, this year I'm going to vote. I'm not telling y'all what to do. Old Shade ain't telling y'all what to do, but this year I'm going to vote. But it's okay to at least write down optional places. Canada. Yeah, I heard they real nice up there. Canada real nice. Yeah. Amsterdam. Oh, I heard you could smoke weed in Amsterdam on the regular. I don't even smoke weed, but I heard it's nice over there in Amsterdam. In Australia, I had Ella Nelson on here. She told me Australia was nice. She said the bugs is a motherfucker, but the country, Sydney, the city Sydney, nice though. Yeah. It's real nice. Okay. Now, you know, I fuck with the UK. Them our boys. Them our homies. They ride or die with us. I can go over there, UK. I fuck with the UK. I go over there right now. And then my suggestion, just in case this motherfucker get 4 more years, I got to at least write down suggestions. I'm not saying I'm going to move, but I can write down a few suggestions. Just a few. A couple? Or maybe a few. Maybe a dozen? Two dozen places? Just maybe. But I just want to say, it was great to, I know y'all make everything so tough. I can't just enjoy shit. I got half my people's telling me I can't watch football. The other half is happy and doing fantasy football, which I want to try, which I've never done. And the other half, like, you can't fucking watch football. Fuck football, cuz. And I was happy. I was watching LeBron James beat up on the Rockets. LeBron James and AD and them boys beat up on the Rockets until the last 3 minutes of the game. And then the Rockets do what the Rockets can do, which is unload a shit ton of firepower and hit threes all over the place. But that, by that time, the Lakers had just, they really was like, yeah. At that time, the Rockets was, you know, you are the older brother. The Lakers is the older brother, and the Rockets was the little brother. And you had already beat up on him enough, and you was like, I'm gonna let him get some hits in, and you just letting him hit you. And he was crying, and until he tired himself out, and then y'all just went and watched some TV afterwards. That's what that game was like. It's basically the Lakers just punching. Shut up, little nigga. Bah. Shut up, little nigga. Bah. Shut up, little nigga. Bah. And he started crying, and the Rockets was crying. So the Lakers was like, we gonna be good big brothers today, and we gonna let you get all your anger out. And they was just hitting him in the chest, and the Lakers wasn't fazed. And then the game was over. I just want Denver and the Rockets to just get out of the way. It's cute, man. We appreciate y'all. We do. Hey, look, just for y'all. Yeah, Denver. Denver Nuggets. Yeah, man. Houston Rockets. Oh, wow, guys. Great. Yeah, man. I mean, we really appreciate you guys. But if y'all can get the fuck out of the way so we can watch the Clippers and the Lakers play, it'd be much appreciated. Y'all just stalling us out. That's all we trying to. Y'all want to watch it too. The Denver Nuggets and the Houston Rockets want to watch the same series we want to watch. They just bullshitting. They just stalling us out. We trying to get to what we really want to watch. And that Boston and Miami series, when that happens, that's going to be, because I think Boston going to beat the Raptors. That's going to be juggernautish. That's going to be juggernautish. Now, listen, I could be wrong. By the time y'all hear this, I could be wrong. I mean, both, whoever meet Miami is going to be a great series. I'm hoping it's Boston, which ultimately I'm hoping it, you know, it's Lakers and Boston in the finals 10 years after Kobe did it. That would be just sweet buttercups and chicken rings. Sweet buttercups and chicken wings. Yeah. Oh, man. But wait a minute.
Cole, you stupid.
I am. Yeah, I'm trying to remember what I was talking about. I had to take Winston outside. He had to use the bathroom. When Winston needs to go outside, my guy will go to the door, ring the bell. You hear ding ding, and that's when I know I got to take my dog outside. Is he smarter than me? Yes. Does he take care of me sometimes? Yes. He will stand up on his back legs. He'll bring me food and stuff. He's a unique dog. He is Caesar from Planet of the Apes. No. No. Sip of the coffee, because I'm on one right now. I don't even know where I was going with all this shit. That's the problem with me. When I do these things, I get so excited. I can't remember what I was going to talk about, and things get out of control. But let's continue on. I have a list of things that I like to talk about. Okay? Starting with the Chiefs fans. Hello, Chiefs fans. I am Thaddeus Shade. I am from Kansas City, Missouri. Am I embarrassed? Maybe. But wait, there's a little bit of information that I want to share with the people that are listening. I've been reading. My boy GRC sent it to me first. Craig Vision sent it to me first. Then I did a little investigate. And it's possible that the fans wasn't booing the unity moment of last night's. Oh, that's what I was talking about. I remember. Because I was excited that NFL was back and I couldn't watch it. And NFL is back, but I'm watching it because my Super Bowl champs, Kansas City Chiefs, I'm from Kansas City. I'm going to get to it. Slow down. I'm going to get to what I was talking about. But the Kansas City Chiefs was playing and I was watching LeBron James beat up on the Rockets. It was a great moment for me. It was a great moment. Right? And then, but I had stumbled upon the game late, so I didn't hear the boos. I didn't know about the boos. But then I started to see on Twitter, I started to see on the gram that Kansas City was acting a fool. And I'm from Kansas City. Y'all know how I feel right now. Do you know how I feel right now? I can't. Yes, I could believe it. I was going to say, I can't believe that they were doing it. But yes, I can. Yes, I can. I'm from Kansas City. But I'm still a little shocked. But wait, what I was going to say, GRC sent me a little shit. He just sent me a little something. Sorry for cussing. I cuss anyway. Fuck you. And I started doing a little research. But they were saying that it's possible. The booing started when the Texans came out of the tunnel. And that's just what fans do when the other opposite team comes out of the tunnel. They were booing. And they started locking arms. So it could be a case of we being a little too tough on the fans. You've been a little too tough on my city. I'm not for sure. If I had to put money on, I'm not going to put no money on it because I love Kansas City. I love my home. I ain't been back in a long time. Don't be mad at me, but I represent y'all well down here in the hottest fucking place on earth. And it's possible that they were booing the Texans coming out of the tunnel and they wasn't booing the unity moment because I would hate to think Oh, what I just hate to think that white people don't want to see sports figures coming together to try to end racism and bring awareness. I would just hate to think that that was something that y'all would want to do. I would just be so disgusted. I'd be so hurt. I'd be so upset. I would flip over this table right now. But no, I'm really not, because I know y'all gets down like that sometimes. Not all of you, but y'all. But listen, not all of you are like that. But as if I've been told my whole life, dramatic pause, I fit a description, and not all white people are racist, but you fit the description. So, but I would like to think that that wasn't the case. I'd really like to think that y'all wasn't out there booing, not on the first game, and not the first game. I mean, it's a preseason game, but it's not the first game. And that was actual first game. I said preseason, that's the real game. And I would not, and Arrowhead's one of the only, I think it's two stadiums that are going to allow fans to come in. They can operate at 22%, right? 22% capacity. I think Arrowhead holds like 75,000. And I think they had like, I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know. 11,000, 17,000, some 17,000 or some shit like that in stands last night. And they had them all spread out, social distancing and shit like that. It was cool to see. And I like to think that not on the first game, y'all like y'all repping it right now. Y'all in one of the only stadiums that's going to allow people to be inside, and y'all acting a fool. So I'm hoping, I'm deep down, because I believe humans. I believe in humans. I believe in us that we can figure out how. It won't be in my lifetime. Now I'll be dead, and either I'll be talking to Gandhi, or I'll be down there talking to Hitler. One of the two places. I'll be dead by the time that shit, racism starts to really disappear, if it ever will. But I'll be dead. I'll be upstairs, see walking. With Michael Jackson and Prince, or I'll be downstairs, you know, shooting dice with Hitler and Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm not sure where I'll be. I've done some things. You know, there was one time me and this old lady was going for a shopping cart at Whole Foods. And well, lady, get the next one, because I got to take this one. It's mine. Go on, gets from around here now. Go on now. Shit. But yeah, I would hope to think that Chiefs fans wasn't acting like that. I would hope, you know. Coffee drink. New music. And the reason I play that is because I was like, that's how I felt. That's how I felt. Lately, I've been taking this powder. It's a colon cleanse powder. Literally, I get on the toilet and the drums in the background is my stomach bubbling. Me in the O's is me on the I told her not to make me laugh while I'm doing my podcast, man. I'm just disrespectful, huh? I just text back while I'm talking to y'all. But I've been taking this colon cleanse, man. And I've been talking to my homegirl. She's been, you know, she's vegan. I think she's vegan like me. She's like something vegetarian, or she's like close to me. And I'm vegan, right? So, and I've been doing a colon cleanse just to get the extra shit out of my body, you know, just to get the extra shit, you know. And I don't remember the name of what she was telling me to go do, but I know that the celebrities go do it, and that's where they put the tube up your ass and then they drain everything out of there, right? They put the tube up your booty, or you have to do it yourself, what she told me. Put the tube up your booty and then they get it, flush everything out of there. Okay. So, you know, I can drink powder form. The powder form gets me on there and I'm right. So, and it's coming out. You know, it's if I had to imagine what WW3 would look like, that's what it would look like, and that's what it would smell like. It's not a pretty sight. I'm pretty sure Ice-T and them boys from Law and Order, yo, he's dead. Dead. That's Ice-T. And I'm pretty sure they would do, it would be a nasty crime scene. You know what I'm saying? I'd just be in there. And the colon cleanse is working, but then she tried to suggest me going in to have this tube job done. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm capable enough to go into a room, take a clear tube, grab the tube, take the tube, and put the tube up my backside. I don't know if I'm capable of doing that. I don't know if that's me. I would like to think for the health of my body, I could pull it off, but I don't know. She said there's lots of, I guess I would say KY on there. But I don't know. I know if a zombie apocalypse happened, I'm Rick Grimes. I can protect you. If somebody tries to break into my crib, I can defend me and Winston, no problem. If it's raining like crazy outside and everybody on the road is drunk, I am Dominic Toretto. I will survive. If you need me to go into a burning building to save 5 cats, I will do it. If a priest needs me while he's doing an exorcism, I can help him out. But putting a clear tube up my ass, man, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Y'all come here for the fun times. I'm gonna let it ride now. Don't worry about it. Okay. All right. Now listen. I hate you. Boy. I was in a zone. Yeah. So I don't know, man. I got a lot of confidence in myself, but I don't know if I got tube up my ass confidence. Now, you give me a little Hennessy. Put on a little cute sweat. And if I don't have to do it myself and there's a lovely lady in the room, well, let's get it on. Yeah. No, I might. It's for health, baby. You know, you got to protect your body, right? You got to health. You know what I'm saying? You got to survive. I ain't got any kids yet. I got to have a kid or two. You know what I'm saying? I got to do some things. You know, I got to live my life. I got to survive. I got to see what happens. Do we get to Mars? Does Elon Musk become Iron Man? There's things that I got to see. There's things that I got to be around for, you know? And there's some things that I got to live for. So I got to take care of my body, famo. I got to take care of my body. Now, let's continue on. Okay. I want to talk about a couple of quick shows real quick. Hulu came out of nowhere. I didn't know nothing about this show. What was going on? Anything. All I know is, man, I like Woke on Hulu. I like it a lot. All right. I like it a lot, bruh. That's a funny show. And it's about a cartoonist played by my guy, Winston. Now, I say Winston, that's not his real name. I'm disrespecting you, bro. You talented as shit. You funny as hell to me. And I'm disrespecting you. Hold tight. Don't be mad at me because I'll fix it in the show notes. I'll fix it. I'll get your name right. I can't think of it, but I know you as Winston from New Girl. New Girl's one of my favorite shows. It was one of my favorite shows. They canceled it, but I loved New Girl. And Winston was one of my favorite characters on that show. And he's the lead in the show Woke, and it's about a cartoonist named Keith. And Keith is a real person. When I went to go do my little look up when I was starting the show, he's a real cartoonist. This is a real person. It's based off a real person's life. And he dresses like Keith in the show. I was so excited. I was like, this is so awesome. And it's Keith has two roommates, which I love because I love the fact that, listen, we all ain't balling, baby. We all ain't balling. We got roommates. Even in our 30s, we got roommates. I don't have one. I had one. I don't have one now. So I get to walk around swanging. Girl, you just swang. And, you know, I get to walk around booty butt naked. Does Winston enjoy it? Probably not. But I do. Sometimes I cough. Sometimes I give myself a checkup. I give myself my own physical while I'm walking around my crib. I'm like, cough. Because it's my shit. Nobody's here. I'm by myself. It's me. I can give myself a checkup. Cough. I'm good. Let's go play basketball. And so, the show, hilarious. He's a cartoonist. He's got roommates. His two roommates are hilarious. One black, one white. And a situation happens involving the police. The police mistake him and tackle him down the ground. And oh, my bad. They treat him like a black guy and our black woman. They treat him like a black person. And it bothers him. It basically wakes him up. That's why it's called woke. You got to be woke, son. I work every day to be woke, man. I'm trying to stay awake. All right? I'm putting Adderall in my system to be super woke, fam. But it wakes him up. And he starts to see these, he starts to see his own illustrations and things start to come alive to him that help him be woke. It's like his subconscious being shown to us. And I just think it's absolutely hilarious. It's smart. It's clever. And if you got Hulu, watch it. If you got the other stuff, wink, wink, search in Hulu and search woke and enjoy. But support the show. I love the show. Woke on Hulu. You got to go watch it. And episode four of The Boys dropped last night at midnight. I haven't watched it. I'm going to go watch it because Amazon knows that they only have like three shows that people really fuck with. And they got to protect this one because we really fuck with The Boys on Amazon. The first season was fire. And so far, the second season has been solid as shitballs. And I'm excited to see episode four. Homelander is one bad, creepy, weird motherfucker. He is the poster child for a motherfucker I try to avoid because I feel like he might spit on me and throw a MAGA hat at me. But he's the proper character. He's the proper bad guy. I love him to death. The show is really dope, man. If you haven't seen The Boys basically, they're superheroes, but they're not like typical superheroes. They're like, I don't know, kind of like just fucking, I don't know, man, like real people, but they got powers. And this is not the typical superhero show. Trust me. It's based off a comic book. You got to watch this shit. It's really dope. They be cussing. I think there's some titties in there and shit. They be cussing and some titties and more cussing and some blood. And all. It's just a dope show, man. Good writing. Dope show. They don't care about black characters in there. They gave us some shitty black characters. What you thought I wasn't going to say nothing about it? What the color of my skin is. My whole job on Earth, why I try to make money and be rich, is to make sure that motherfuckers know that my people ain't being treated right on regular street and in Hollywood. Regular street and Hollywood, my people ain't being treated right. I'm not being treated right. You know what I'm saying? I went to the casino yesterday. I put $40 in the machine and I lost all my money. I was up $122 and then I was down to zero. I ain't being treated right. I'm black. Treat me better. I should be able to go to the casino and win all the time. Hell, I built the country. Shit. Okay, but seriously, watch The Boys on Amazon. It's really dope. And I'm being serious. They really give us some black, some bad black characters in there. But the show's still dope. I mean, A-Train, they don't even allow you to see A-Train run fast. They don't even show his speed, man. They just give him a sound effect. He's a druggie who likes to be in the club and spend money. I mean, goddamn. What? Really? All right. But it's a great show, though. Because I can look past that shit for what the show is. It's dope. The Boys, Amazon, episode 4 drops tonight. All right, dropped last night. Dropped today. So go watch it. Whew. Man, I'm really smoking today. But I do want to drop this on you because you heard it a little bit. If you don't know where this song is from, I'm not mad at you. But I'm gonna tell you after I run it for a little bit because this is my shit, son. If you've never seen Last Dragon, I don't want you around me. If you've never seen Last Dragon, may 45 mosquitoes sting you in the same spot, bite you in the same spot, sting you. Oh, that was an accident, but let's go. You got to glow. The power of elevation. Shine on. Okay. That's my shit. Barry Gordy's Last Dragon? Barry Gordy's Last Dragon is a classic, fam. It's a classic. Let me help y'all out some, okay? I'm going to help y'all out just a little bit. I like to share a little bit when it comes to IG because I'm a social media guy and people like to use the platform just like me to try to build up their business or their personal page and maybe want to become an influencer or want to make dollars off their IG or you know, help their business grow or direct traffic from their IG to their website. And I know that Instagram is a business. It's a big business. It started out as something that they just wanted people to enjoy. And I'm assuming, I think that everything in the back of your mind, you always want to make dollars from it. But you really, if you are into something, you love it, you really want to make it for people to enjoy, right? You always want to make dollars off of something that you enjoy. I don't think, it's not play dumb. You know what I'm saying? It's not play dumb. The person who invented the wheelchair, he wanted to help people, but he's like, I'm going to make a lot of money off of this. It's going to help people get around, but I'm going to be filthy rich. Lamborghini, here I come. But IG algorithm is just, it's just trash, bro. It's just trash, bro. I mean, Oscar the Grouch, it's just trash, bro. Sesame Street, fam. Come on, man. Stick with me. Sesame Street. And I get it. So Instagram is like this. Here are these people with millions and millions of followers, thousands and thousands of followers, thousands, 1,000 followers to 5,000 followers, hell, even 500 followers, and they can promote what they have going on for free? Well, I shouldn't say Instagram. I should say Facebook because, all right, Zuckerberg and them boys. You telling me they get to do all this work for free? And they get to make money for free? Nah, fam. And they've been jacking this shit up for years. They've been jacking this algorithm up for years. And they just, you know, they got good PR people to pitch it to us. Like, oh, we really are doing it so we make sure people see what they want to see. And, you know, you guys get to enjoy what you want and, you know, what really want to see and blah, blah, blah. It's the whole pitch perfect thing where you can truly, truly, truly digest it well and they can lie to you pretty good. But the algorithm is trash. I saw Joe Budden posted about it. A bunch of people are posting about it because it's just all the way fucked up. And it's like, I shouldn't be robbed of my audience seeing stuff because y'all are hell bent on getting me to spend $5 to $100,000 in ad money. And I do get it. It's a business, right? Like, you know, they bought it and it's a business. They got to make money. Their advertisement system is shitty as fuck. It doesn't work. So they're like, we got to figure out a way to keep people still funneling money in there. It doesn't matter if it doesn't work. We're just going to get you to funnel money in. So what happened is like, you see such a dramatic drop in your activity, in your engagement. It's been so heavy and it's so up and down that it's insane. I mean, people are always trying to figure out the algorithm. Always, always, always trying to figure it out. Coffee sip song time. And they really want to box you in. It's just really, really, really shitty. I know they want creators. They're really trying to force folks just to post once a day, just because they don't want creators to, as they would put it, spam. But influencers and creators, you know, they are what makes these apps popular. You know, meme creators, meme posters, video content creators, all these guys is what makes social media float. Fitness, food, all these things, makeup, all these things just make these platforms blow the fuck up, right? Blow the fuck up. And now it's at the point to where they're saying it's spam. So since they're saying it's spam, you're really like, they don't want you posting more than one time a day. So you post more, you post 2-3 times, you see your numbers massively dip. If I post something and that engagement is whack, nobody comments or likes, shares, the engagement drops so fast. It's so fast. It's snap of the fingers so fast. It gets lost in the Instagram world, right? It gets lost in the Instagram world. Things that you can do pretty much. So imagine you're trying to basically beat the algorithm. You know what I'm saying? They say that when you post, it shows to 10% of your audience. If they don't like and comment, it reduces your reach. You don't grow, right? That's what it comes down to. They don't like and they don't comment, it reduces your growth. You end up being Tyrion from Game of Thrones, right? When it comes to your traffic. By the way, love him as an actor. I wasn't taking a shot at him. He's a great actor. You know what I'm saying? But the one thing you can ask is put on your stories, maybe tell people, hey man, we out here, you know, if I post something, hit them with the like, hit it with a comment. And on your end, you want to like the comment. You also want to comment back. I've already mentioned this before. And once you do that, it starts showing your post to more users. Now, even when they show it to more users, if those people that see that post after you got the initial traffic, the new people that see it, if they don't like and engage, then once again, it's all the way back down in the trash. You know what I'm saying? The new people that do see your post, if they engage too, that's when you got a good chance of hitting explore page. So it's almost like you got a couple of hurdles to hit before you hit the explore page. And when you hit the explore page, that's when you really can see some growth in your page and stuff like that. But it's damn near impossible. It's damn near impossible. And I mean damn near impossible. Because it's been so bad for everybody. For everybody, even for Kim Kardashian. Even for Kim K. It's horrible for her. So, you know, I don't know what to say, man. It's just really tough. They really want you to spend money on their ad system, and it's so fucking trash. It doesn't work. Facebook is a little bit better. Using the ad system on Facebook is a little bit better. But IG, it doesn't work. And I feel like there's going to be a time. I don't think Instagram's around. It's here with Facebook. I don't know if it'll ever go anywhere unless they really, truly fuck it off. But I don't think it's going anywhere. But if an app ever comes through and has the cachet, has the support of the heavy hitters, Instagram's in trouble, man. And they do the algorithm right. It's in trouble, man. It's in trouble. I still use it, though. I love the IG. I'm not going anywhere, baby. No, baby. I'm still here, baby. I'm not going anywhere. I love me some Instagram. But it is absolutely horrible. So remember, man, you want to pick the best content possible, and then you want to attack it as much as possible. Like, as soon as you post it, if somebody comments, you want to comment right back. You want to like that comment. You want to comment right back. You want to get that traffic going as much as possible so you got a chance for more people to see it. And then you want to stay on top of those people that you don't normally see like or comment your post. You want to get on top of that. And then you want more people to see it so you can eventually get on explore pages. It's a fucking rat race. But those are the things you got to do if you're running your business through IG or you're trying to direct that traffic to your website. Those are the things you got to do, baby. We got to be like and comment chasers out here, baby. If you don't want to spend that money on them ads, baby, you got to be on your phone, baby. Be content heavy. You got to be content heavy. Got to have that cool shit. Got to be smart with it. Clean, bright. The aesthetics got to look right. Aesthetics? The aesthetics got to look right. In order for you to succeed on Instagram, the aesthetics got to look right. Just a reminder, the aesthetics got to look right. Ooh, can I play? I think I'm going to play. One, two, three. Now this is I don't know. I didn't know if I was going to want to like really touch on it. But this is some creepy, weird pedophile stuff. There is a movie. Now I'm just talking about the initial. I didn't go into details. It was trending on Twitter. I went to look it up. I'm just talking about the details just in case y'all don't know. And y'all might have seen it, but I don't even know if Netflix has removed this movie, but there's a movie called Little Cuties. And it involves like 11-year-old girls doing some gyrating. And there's even some parts in there with, I guess there's like showing of like underwear and like it's some nudity. This is a real thing, folks. This is real. This is really what Netflix put out. And I don't know how they justify it as art, because I saw the trailer for it and I had to take a shower. This is disgusting. I was, hey, bruh, at that point, I watched a trailer just because everybody was, I looked at the trailer. It took me like 15 seconds before I really almost was like, I gotta find a pastor and I need him to dump me in a shit ton of holy water, because what I just, and cut my fucking eyeballs out. What the fuck? What the fuck and fuck? I'm shocked. I'm super shocked. I'm super duper shocked. And my boy Greg calling me while I'm finishing up my shit. He know better. But I'm super, super shocked that this is on Netflix. And people will try to justify things. And I guess this person that created this has a lot of other movies that deal with little kids. And then if you really think about it, this movie was put out and it deal with little kids and you got all this. I don't even want to talk about, like, a little bit of nudity and like draws being shown. If you think about it, man, that whole list of the, when the credits roll, them is all like a pedophile list. That shit makes me uncomfortable. I don't even know how this made it here. And I know people try to justify it as art and shit like that. And I don't, nah, fam. Nah, motherfucker. Line them up. Line the people who made the movie up. Grab some parents. Hand them some Rambo type artillery and let them go to work. Let them go to work. Now, I think Netflix will do the right thing because, I mean, I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. Like, you ever do some shit where you're like, what the fuck was I thinking? Like, okay, imagine I never got a DUI, but the person that was like drunk and then driving and then they got a DUI. I know there's a moment of, what the fuck? I should have just called a fucking Uber. And Netflix is like, you know what? We should just said no. What the fuck were we thinking? Because this ain't, sometimes you fuck up and then there's moments where you fuck up and then you got to tell your parents you fucked up too. Even as an adult, you fuck up and you be like, I got to tell my parents about this because I need to be shamed. Shame on Netflix, man. I can't believe it's called Little Cuties. Don't watch the trailer. Don't do it to yourself. You can Google the situation, but don't watch the trailer, man. That's some shit. It's not cool, man. I'm getting goosebumps. I don't like that shit. That had me uncomfortable. And Twitter was going to work. Twitter, that's my spot. Listen, bro, they don't be playing on Twitter. They will let you have it. Netflix, you got to do better, man. You got to do better. Sip of the coffee. I talked about many things, but that little cutie shit, that bothered me a lot. I tried to let things, I know that companies and people make mistakes and, you know, Skip Bayless saying what he said recently, I think yesterday, about Dak Prescott and his brother committing suicide and how he didn't feel sorry for him. He's the quarterback for the Cowboys. He didn't feel sorry for him. It was a dick move and it was horrible what Skip Bayless said. And Twitter was coming for his job. It was very insensitive. Listen, if you wanted to fire him, it's there. But I'm like, I don't hear a lot about Skip fucking up heavy. There's some fuck ups and there's heavy fuck ups. There's a gravitational pull heavy shit where you can really fuck up. And then you gotta deal with the, hey man, we gotta let you go type shit. We gotta let you go, man. That was disrespectful. That was fucked up. And then there's some shit where you fuck up where you're like, ain't like the nigga been running out here saying nigga the whole time. He really said some really bad things about that Prescott and his brother committing suicide. And it's 50-50. Grab Two-Face, let him flip the coin. And then if it lands on one side, he's fired at the other. He's got to be suspended, though. I wonder what's going to happen. I need to look up and see what's going to happen. He got to be suspended, though. That was tough to listen to. So people fuck up where, you know, they definitely should apologize. But the way we come for people's jobs and livelihoods, I'm always like, damn, but we be on them. Listen, once again, some people deserve it. There are moments where you pull out the nuclear bombs and you say, this is Russia and we must explode on you. You fucking idiot. You come around, you're thinking. I think that is a horrible Russian accent, by the way. I think I could get assassinated for that. There's a fucking sniper bullet about to come through my window right now. That was horrible. I apologize. Believe me, I do. And I'm not drunk when I do these. Seriously, I'm not drunk. I'm just drinking coffee and I'm a goofy dude. So you just got to rock with me. But companies, people, you know, make mistakes, major mistakes. Sometimes I'll be like, man, we be canceling folks quick. that trend get to going and that snowball of cancel happens and you're like, cancel. Honestly, I don't know if Dak can forgive him, but I like to think that he let him in a room to at least explain him and apologize, right? Leave it up to the person from now on. You know what? If somebody fucks up, disrespects another person, family, leave it up to the person. Go to Dak, ask Dak, hey, Dak, come here, fam. We got some coffee and some donuts. Sit down. You want some donuts? Are you about to play? You can. You want some carrots? Hey, Mick, get Dak some carrots and some of that green juice in the fridge. Hey, listen, man. Here at Fox, man, we don't condone what Skip said. We don't know what to do. We want to leave it in your hands. Now, what you want to do with this motherfucker? We could do whatever you want. Hey, baby, it's your word. What you want to do with him? You want to smoke him? Pow. You want a fat ass apology? You know what I'm saying? Maybe have his ass donate to Black Lives Matter. You tell us what you want. Leave it up to the person, man. Just leave it up to the person. Because sometimes the company or, you know, people don't get it right. Leave it up to the person that was offended, that was disrespected. See what happens. 53 minutes of chatting to myself and playing y'all some hot tunes. Let's go. Hey, this is my shit, though. I will sing this. Let's just say they call me. They say, hey, look, man. They say, hey, look, Trump want to meet you. He want to talk to you, fam. He said, your podcast banging. First of all, yuck, eh, right? But he said, man, your shit banging. I say, oh, shit, that's cool. That's what's up, man. Tell Satan I appreciate it. They say, wait, we're not done. I said, okay, what's up? He said, now, listen. He wants you to come up, talk to him, rap with him for a little bit. I said, no, nah, man, it's too hot where he at, man. I don't go to hell like that. He said, hold on. Now he want to talk to you. He want to rap with you for a second. He want to know what you got going on, what you got to do. He love your podcast. I said, okay, fuck it. I'm going to go meet him. I sit down with Trump. Trump sit down with me. I said, Trump, I ain't here to just talk to you, man. I'm here to, you know, say some real shit, and I got to go. He said, what you got to do? I said, I'm... Because it's my shit. He gonna look at me like I'm a weirdo because I'm just singing for real front. And that's all I'm gonna do when I get up and I'm just gonna be singing that shit popping. Like, nigga, what? He gonna be like, see, that's why I can't fuck with these niggas. What is he doing? I say, I'm okay. I ain't gonna vote for you anyway. I'm out. Peace, nigga. Play this at my wedding. Pharrell, if you hear this, man, come do this at my wedding. Now, I don't know when I'm gonna get married, but I got $700. $700. Come do this at my wedding, bro. For real, $700, bro. Come get that seven. I don't like the splurge like that, but come get that seven, bro. For real. I'm going to be doing videos soon, man. I'm working on it right now. I'm going to put my ugly face on the camera, and I'm going to act a nut. So when I do interviews, you start seeing people, and you start seeing my face, because I'll be wilding out in this joint. Going from audio to video, still doing audio, but it's coming, man. I'm working on it. I'm working on it all weekend to get it perfected, hopefully by Sunday. I'll be doing video, man. And it's been a great Friday talking. Well, not like the Friday's over. I did this early as a motherfucker. It's 8:36 in the morning. I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning to work on this stuff and to talk to y'all. And all I have is simple shit. All the shit is off my dome. I have Cheese Fan Booing, Colon Clean, Woke, Hulu, The Boys, Amazon, The little cuties. Don't watch that shit. Don't watch that trailer. Don't do it to yourself. Yucky. And then Instagram algorithm and working on video. And then 9/11. That's why I got wrote down. And everything else, I just, you know what I'm saying? I let God do what God do. That's how niggas get out of prison. I let God do God. Fam. When I was in the pen, fam, I let God do God, fam. That's what I do. I got out the pen, baby. I ain't with all that shit no more. I'm going to let God do God. Man. Shit, that's what it is. That's why I learned. I read the book. When I didn't, I let God do God. Shit, that's what it is. Listen, thank you again. That's the end of my episode. Did I run every? Oh, you know what? Oh, man. I forgot to use. You know I love that drop, man. You know. You know what I'm saying? I forgot to run my shit, man. Cold. I dropped that. Did the clap. I'm Thaddeus Shade. Your favorite meme poster. The couch comedian. Yep. I got that in. That's when I was shitting. Oh, yeah. We jammed out then. Okay. I'm Thaddeus Shade. You can listen to me on all podcast platforms. I'm on everything. I'm working on that YouTube. Working on that. Stick with me. Check out the gear, www.theoddnerds.com. And make sure you subscribe, rate, share. Share this podcast, man. Share it with somebody. I'm a special individual. Okay? I'm a special individual. Okay? I'm gonna go watch Rush Hour, man. I love y'all, and I appreciate y'all for listening to me. It means a lot. I'm out.